And there is the full-time whistle. It is all over here in the first of the doubleheader at McCool Park in Ballybofey, and St Eunan's have progressed through to yet another senior county championship semi-final on a final scoreline of 2-12 to 2-5. St Eunan's going into this game as favourites. It wasn't what you would call a championship spectacle, but St Eunan's are safely through by 7 points, winning through 2-12 to 2-5. At half time, it was a 6-2 game. We had points from Conor O'Donnell Sr., Shane O'Donnell, Kieran Tobin, Niall O'Donnell, and two from Conor O'Donnell Jr. for St Eunan's. St Noel's, of course, played the bulk of the game. And when I mean the bulk of the game, 98% of it without Stephen Griffin, who was shown a red card 2 minutes into the tie. The scores of the 2 points for Noel's in that opening half were Gavin Mulroney and Stuart Johnston. The opening 2 points of the second half came from St Noel's, Daniel Meehan, and then that goal from Brendan McCall after a great run by Pater Mogan up the field. McCall's effort was saved by Patton, Sean Patton, the St Eunan's goalkeeper, but it came off Keelan Ward and rolled into the back of the net, and that levelled things up 6 points to 1-3, and we thought, right, it's game on here. But with that extra man, St Eunan's then found that top gear. Shane O'Donnell was very, very good in the second half. He scored their goal on 25 minutes, which made it a 1-11 to 1-3 game. St Eunan's at that stage, having been gone level with St Noel's, they hit 6 unanswered scores, and the goal coming from Shane O'Donnell. It was just a point apiece then to see out the tie. We did get a second goal from St Noel's, which came from Michael Coughlin. A brilliant individual effort as he ran around the St Eunan's defence and slotted it past Sean Patton. But it was about too late at that stage in the game. St Eunan's were in total control as we headed to the final quarter, and certainly deserving of their win. Martin McHugh, it's all about getting to the next stage of the competition, but St Eunan's will have, I'm sure, questions about their performance today.
Well, that's the good thing about it. You know, from Rory Cavanagh's point of view, he'd look at it and say, this was a disappointing performance. You know, maybe after St Noel's got the goal, the first goal, maybe they wakened up. St Eunan's, then they fell and they just kicked a few scores, and they showed that they could do it. So they're probably, you know, people say maybe they're only second gear, third gear, but I think, you know, you learn more from, you know, a performance like that than you will having a perfect performance. They're time enough for the perfect performance. If you can get it in the final, it's the time to get it, so they'll be happy enough. And they have a lot of young players in this Eunan's team. They have a big squad of players. And I thought Shane O'Donnell was very good. You know, we scored the goal and he got 2 points as well, but I was very impressed with him. And even Conor O'Donnell inside, Conor Jr. got good scores, and a lot of players from the defence like Conor Park and Keelan Ward from defence did really, really well from coming from defence. So they'll be happy enough. A manager, you look at it tomorrow, you see it wasn't a great performance, we're happy enough. He's out there with the team now, Rory Cavanagh in the middle of them there. Now, from St Noel's point of view, they put up a big performance. They have to give them a lot of credit. They'll be happy with their performance and everything else. And when Pater Mogan got on the ball, he was very, very effective, and fair play to Brendan McCauley. A big job to Mark Niall O'Donnell, have to give you that job. And he got forward, and I know the ball came off Keelan Ward for the goal, as you said, but he was there to do it, to finish that goal important. And they'll be happy all round with their all round performance. I thought Barry Griffin had a great game in that midfield area as well for them. So I think, you know, and Stuart Johnson, from their point of view, they're happy. They've learned, move on from this year and try to get to this stage, and a stage further next year. From Eunice's point of view, they're looking at a bigger picture. And the big thing was, won the game, don't pick up any red cards, and try not to get any injuries. And I always think that's the way they've come through it. So I'll be looking forward to playing St Michael's the next day.
Yeah, through to play St Michael's, but I'm sure you'll agree that Rory Cavanagh will be saying that there's a bit of improvement as they go to the last four, Brendan.
Well, absolutely, 100%, Oisin, and Martin said it there. And listen, Rory Cavanagh will be happy in a way, because he'll know that he can get stuck into the lads this weekend, that they'll have a far bigger test against St Michael's team next weekend. You know, I suppose to start with St Noel's and give them the credit they deserve, they set out their stall early on in the game and they stuck to it, and they showed great composure. They never panicked, they never gave up on their game plan. And, you know, I thought Gavin Mulroney was really good in goals, you know, because Eunan's were pushing right up on their kickouts, and they retained a lot of their own kickouts despite all the pressure Eunan's were put on them. Barry Griffin was he was everywhere. He had a superb game. Brendan McCall had a great game. Pather Mogan, Stuart Johnson, you know, brilliant goal from Michael Coughlin. So St. Noel's will take a lot out of this campaign. They've come up from intermediate level to senior level, and they've shown that they can compete with the best of them, and they'll take a lot of learnings from this. From a St. Junan's point of view, you know, they will have to look at themselves. They know their bigger test ahead against next week. And, you know, it was the young guns in St. Junan's really today that lifted them. Kieran Tobin at wing-back, I thought, played really, really well. Young Conor O'Donnell and young Shane O'Donnell in the forward line were the leading lights up there, in my opinion, you know. So Unions will have to improve. They'll know that they have the improvement in them, because we know that they've the quality there, and that they, but they need to be braver. They need to maybe to tidy up their forward play and to get runs off the shoulder and to play with more width and get guys coming in off the wing when teams set up defensively, because you can be sure as the conditions deteriorate further over the next few weeks, there's going to be tight games like this where teams are going to set up defensively and they have to learn to deal with that better. But listen, all in all, St. Junan's that march forward to the semi-final, they'll be happy with that. They have a big meeting with St. Michael's. They'll know that that's going to be a big task. They were down on the bridge a couple of years ago and they came away with a very with a win by just 1 point kind of thing, and it took Conal Dunn, who's involved in the backroom team now, after a great run by Conor Morrison to set up a score to win the game for them on that occasion. So they know they're going to have a big task again ahead of them next weekend, but they're happy that they're still in the championship.
Okay, many thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne. So there you go, the first of the double headers is over here at McCool Park, in victory for St. Unans, winning through against St. Noel's. 2-12 to 2-5 was the final score.